Aircheckdownloads.com.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Nice to have your company. Coming up to 4 minutes past six. It's the start of the weekend. But the weather's going to turn. So normally for the bank holiday, we get a bit of sunshine. I think this one's going to be rain and getting a bit nippy. But there we go. We're used to that, aren't we? I mean, every season, I think in about a month, you can get in this country. So if we have snow, I wouldn't be at all surprised. But still OK to put plants out now, I think. I think we can still put plants out. I mean, the garden centre, you're going to have to queue for the garden centre. God, that'll be a miracle, won't it? When you don't have to queue for the garden centre, or you don't have to queue for anything. It'd be quite nice not to see queues, but I suspect it's going to be with us for a little while. A campaigner will meet with football chiefs to help them secretly provide support to seven secretly gay football players. Good Lord, only seven. Only seven. Amal Fashnu, niece of Justin Fashnu, will meet with the Professional Footballers Association. She's battling to put an end to homophobia in the game. You remember that Justin, her uncle, killed himself after becoming the first professional player to come out. So they reckon there are seven. Two players Amal is supporting are Premier League stars who don't feel able to go public, fearing a backlash from the fans, which is probably what they would get. So what happens is, if there are gay footballers, they tend to sort of retire, then they come out. The funny thing is, it seems to be more acceptable for some inexplicable reason if it's a gay rugby player. People don't seem too bothered about that, do they? A gay rugby player seems quite acceptable because that's always seen as a middle-class kind of sport. It's like, okay, you know, go out and play rugger, you know, because they do it at public school. And so that's why it appears to me to be more acceptable. But gay footballers, good Lord above, honestly. I mean, are there any openly gay footballers at the moment? Have I missed out? Are there any? I couldn't think of any off the top of my head, but I'm quite sure, you know, by the law of averages, that there must be quite a few of them out there who couldn't come out. Probably some who got married or they've got girlfriends who sort of cover for them. But, I mean, it doesn't take much to find people. But the papers seem to be obsessed with finding gay. I mean, The Sun seems to be obsessed with sort of outing people who aren't gay. I mean, like, you know, we're still questioning why Philip Schofield was forced out when there was no need for him to come out at all. But I think he was forced out by a newspaper.
Aircheckdownloads.com.